good morning all to the 78th batch of yoga in Roville. It's nearly two decades since we started the center here. The yoga means a synonym for balance. Yoga means to connect. The balance, we need the balance in all dimensions of our life. Like we talk about balanced diet, balanced lifestyle, yoga means balance. Balance which brings the balance in our life. Yoga means to connect to the higher possibilities in our lives. Yoga means health. The yoga means to see the spark in whatever we do in our lives. It's a story of the great mathematician Srinivas Ramanujan. In the last century, he was in the beginning of last century, and he was saying that formula for me is useless unless through the formula thought of God comes. If the thought of God doesn't come, the formula is not of use for me. He stunned the world audience. His mathematical equations, the formulas he brought out, is still a riddle for the great mathematicians. He was saying that even the mathematical formula, thought of God was coming to him. The Bhagavad Gita, Sri Krishna talks about the same concept. The whatever we do, it should have the divinity should express through that one. Naiva kinchit karomiti yukta manyeva tattvavitam. Pashyan shrunvan sprushan jigran gachan ashtnan supan shwasan pralapan visrujan grinhan unmishan nimishan napi indriyani indriyarteshu vartanta iti dharayan. Bhagavad Gita talks about whether you are walking, whether you are talking, or you are sleeping, blinking, eating, recreating. Whatever you do, there should be a spark of divinity in that one. Because alone you can't do, whatever you do, without the divine grace, you can't do anything. You should remember that one. You independently, you can't do anything unless you have a spark of the divinity, you can't do. The yoga means to bring out the best. Bring out the best in us. Yoga means to connect from the body to the mind. Yoga means to connect to from the body, mind and soul. Connection. Connection has to expand. Our connection, higher possibility. Yoga is not a religion, but it is a basis for all religion. Yoga is a basis for all religion. The yoga practice of yoga brings out the best in us. Our late Ratan Tata is remembered now, not just because he established a multi-billion dollar Tata empire. He is remembered for his humanity. The humanity must come out. Yoga, whatever we do, first thing is the humanity, then comes our nationality, our religion, our faith, sect, everything is secondary. The first is the touch of humanity should be there. Touch of humanity, that is the basis. Yoga is to derive the benefit. Consistency in practice is required. It is not occasional practice. It's a sustained practice is required. We have to play the game by bringing ourselves to the center stage of our lives. if you are pushing yourself to the corner of your life, you will be sidelined. Come to the center of the stage and play the game of your life through the yoga. Practice of yoga helps in invoking the Kundalini Shakti, energy, urja, dynamism. Dynamism comes in your life. The practitioners of yoga, more they practice, valuer they become. More you practice, when with the humanity touch, you never will become obsolete. More you start practicing and connecting yourself to the wider audience, more valuable you become in your life. Other profession, as we are aging, we are slowly becoming redundant in the society. Yoga has a concept of world is one family. World is one family, it takes the whole world into account. You are not confining yourself to small sect or small religion. Whole world. World is a platform for you to play the game. World is a whole platform for you to play the game. The Prakriti in Navaratri time, the Prakriti means which binds us. The platform. Platform, we need the platform to play the game of our life. We are praying to Prakriti, may we get a right platform so that we can play the game of our lives well. A seed has to, when the seed is planted in the right soil, it comes out. We, the soul, is also seed. We need a right environment for us to grow. Evolve. For evolving, we are bound by the three gunas. Yesterday I touched upon three gunas are called as ropes. These ropes, tamasic, rajasic and sattvic gunas, we all have that one. In various proportion, the tamasic guna, I called that one yesterday, it is like a brake in a car. Brake. Rajasic guna is like an accelerator and sattvic guna is like a steering wheel. The brake alone, it won't allow us to move. Accelerator, it will make us to move everywhere. We don't know where we are going. When we have the steering wheel in our control, we can reach our destination. These three are required. The brake, accelerator and the steering wheel, so that we can reach our destination. These three also called as Ichha Shakti, Kriya Shakti, Jnana Shakti. Ichha Shakti, you should have a desire, I have to get up. I have to do, I have to come out of my tamas. Ichha should be there. Ichha Shakti should be there. Without desire, you can't progress. I should develop a Ichha to I have to progress. Ichha Shakti, Kriya Shakti means I have to have energy, dynamism in my life to do. And Jnana Shakti, I have to do as guided by the Jnana. As guided by the Jnana, I have to move. I need Ichha Shakti, Kriya Shakti and Jnana Shakti. Then it comes, the 10th day is called as Vijaya Dashami. Today is Dashami, Vijaya Dashami. Dasha, Sha means in Sanskrita, it is called as bliss. Like Shanno Mitra Sham Varunaha, bliss. Da means give. Give bliss and it is talking about Ma. Dasha me means ma. May the Prakriti elevate me beyond the bondage and give the bliss to me. Dashami, Vijay Dashami. One who has gone beyond the Prakriti celebrates the life, it's a victory. Victory and one experiences, revels in joy. Dashami. We all want to be victorious. For that, yoga is a tool. for a practitioner of yoga never becomes redundant, always valuable, because yoga takes the world as its one family, Vasu Daiva Kutumbakam. Vasu Daiva, people, they talk, call it as Vasudeva Kutumbakam. It is not Vasudeva. Vasudha. Vasudha means earth. Vasudha Eva Kutumbakam. Whole earth is one planet. Whole world is one planet. You, your vision, think big, act local. It's one of the golden rules in management principle also. You have to think big, but you should be able to apply locally. Apply locally, yoga enables that one. Practitioners of yoga, may we pray to the Prakriti to elevate, allow us to steer the our life in the right direction, so that may we experience the Vijaya Dashami, the victory given by the Lord of the Prakriti. May the Lord of the Prakriti give us the lasting victory in our life. With this message, we'll start our practice. Lie down on your back.